And Michelle Grattan's listening into that on in our Parliament House studios. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Fran.
So, Michelle, as we heard, the Minister Peter Dutton was saying just yesterday on Insiders that he expected the Paladin contract to continue. That was the likely arrangement, the Minister said. Does it look to you like the government's been blindsided by this? And would you think it would be happy to pay this kind of money to local companies on PNG to take over the refugee services?
I doubt that he was blindsided. I think it would be very unusual if he wasn't briefed by the department. I think more likely he didn't want to be drawn on the question. He did say it was a matter for the department. And it is unfortunate, I think, that we don't have the Auditor General's the result of the Auditor General's probing into this. That's apparently some time off. As for the local PNG companies, I think that the government would probably have some reservations there. You mentioned problems earlier. So really, there are a lot of unanswered questions around this issue, and the minister clearly doesn't want to provide too many of those answers.
Well, let's talk about the Medevac laws that were passed in February this year. The Minister, Peter Dutton, was maybe up to some mischief yesterday when he said on Insiders that Labor was reconsidering its position, quote, and would be open to suggestions about how the bill could be repealed or at the very least wound back. The Shadow Home Affairs Minister, Christina Keneally, was quick to answer that. She said there's been no change. Labor still supports the new laws. Let's listen.
We did so in the Parliament for two reasons. One, sick people on Manus and Nauru should be able to get the health care that they need. And two, that the legislation provides for the minister to have the discretion and the power to determine who comes into the country.
It's Christina Keneally. She did call on the government, though, to explain to Parliament any changes it might deem necessary, though. Michelle, I'd find it difficult to believe Labor would back away from this altogether. Anthony Albanese was the one within Labor's ranks who really sort of, you know, shepherded them towards backing this bill.
I'd be very surprised if Labor changed its attitude on this. And the situation seems to be that if the government wants to try and repeal this law, and it did say during the campaign that it would make that effort, well, it faces a very difficult task in the Senate. On the numbers, it seems that it would come down to Jackie Lambie. Now, she's not answering questions on anything at the moment until she gets back into the Senate again. But I talked to the Centre Alliance, Sterling Griffiths Senator, yesterday, and he said there was absolutely no way they would consider a repeal or any amendment to that act. So,
yeah. And given the community
it will be
support,
Lambie if they want to do it.
Yeah, and given the community support that the Medevac laws generated when the lower house crossbench were agitating around this by Karen Phelps and Rebecca Sharkey and others, I mean, there was a lot of community support generated there. Is it necessarily in the government's political interest, do you think, to try and repeal this, or would they be better off leaving the laws there? Only, as the minister said, only 30 people even engaged by the law at the moment.
I don't think it would be worth the effort. Clearly, the government does want to get these people off Nauru and Manus. A lot of them are coming under the medical provision, this law, but also the preceding provisions. And I would have thought it would be more sensible politically from their point of view and practically to leave these this law in place.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra.